our big discussion today, where I'm very grateful FT2 and R showed up. FT2 is a check user, and R is a bureaucrat. We wanted to talk about check user, how it works, and especially how it interfaces with requests for adminship. There was, I don't want to call out anybody by name or anything, but there was a recent request for administratorship in the last week that was unusually well attended. It had about 200 votes, give or take. And it also had an unusually high number of votes that got discounted as sock puppet votes through check user. And there was a little bit of worry on both the support and the opposed side. I must confess, I was one of the co-nominators of the RFA. And if I can summarize, I'll try to be fair to both sides, is that the supporters were afraid, well, we know that we have some sock puppet votes, we have some single-purpose accounts, or accounts that haven't voted in many months, or haven't edited in many months, showing up and opposing. We're a little bit worried here. There were also a little bit of irregularity on the support side, but I think it was mostly on the oppose. And the legitimate opposers were saying, you're trying to intimidate us, or you're trying to intimidate opposers away from voting. This is an abuse of the process. So we have FT2 and R here to discuss how this actually works and where the fears are and what might be excessive. So I very much appreciate your input. R, let's hand the floor over to you first on the bureaucrat side.
Hello, this is R. Levesque. Okay, I'll start with how my part, I only speak for myself, not the other people involved, came about. The RFA started, and I kind of watched most of the RFAs. And on this one, you know, there were a lot of votes, way higher than normal, which it didn't necessarily mean anything. But what first caught my eye on this one was there were a lot of participants that I never saw before. And that doesn't mean anything because every candidate, you know, they have their own people that know them and show up and participate in the RFA, and that's quite normal. But there were, in this one, there were a lot that I'd never seen before. So I just start going through them and looking at them, and there were some oddities on both supports and opposes where things like someone hadn't had a single edit in 5 months, and then their first edit is to go to this RFA. And that's what first caught my eye. And I start watching this, and I start seeing more and more of this kind of thing. And just the way the cookie crumbled this time, most of this stuff, and the socking started appearing, most of the stuff in this particular RFA was on the opposed side, but it was on both. And sometimes it's on the support, most of it's on the support side and some on the opposed side. But on this particular one, it was mostly on the opposed. And it wasn't that me or anyone else was looking just at the opposed, because that's simply not true. And then, you know, someone else started filing CU reports, and several of those came back as confirmed, and those are the only ones that I blocked, tagged, and negated their vote on. The ones where it just looked like they were canvassed outside of the socking didn't really affect the, if you will, account that much. And FT2's got a couple comments, and so far all he said is hi. So FT2, you got anything else you would like to add to that?
I've got a question here that I spoke, you know, I conferred with the people who were filing these sock puppet reports, or not sock puppet reports, requests for check user. I didn't file any myself. More than half of the check user requests that were filed in this particular, associated with this RFA, more than half of them did come back as confirmed. And I think it was a little bit more than a duplicate account. I don't have the firm final cap, but I think it was about the accounts. Came up as confirmed sock puppets. And it was a little bit on the support side, more on the opposed side. And those of us who were supporters, nominators, and so forth were a little bit worried. We didn't want our own actions to be tainted. We were trying very hard to keep things clean. So, FT2, what would you say to somebody who gets check usered, and then the check user comes back negative. Some of those people who were their usernames were put up came back. They were not suck puppets, and they were offended to have been put up on check user.
Okay, this is R again. He's writing another response, but before you ask that, Drover, he wrote that, FD2 wrote that, quote, I haven't myself tracked the Pacific RFA. My focus is more on the general use of check user, how we run things like this as a community, and keeping a level fair field in the community related to users with different kinds of apps. And then now I just posted another one. He says, because this is something that can happen in a number of situation debates, so it's a general question.
Right, right. Well, I think the thing is, how do you hit the golden mean? Because, you know, I think whenever you're on one side of an RFA and you begin to notice, like you did, accounts that haven't been active in quite a few months and then show up just to oppose this RFA, you start to get nervous. And, you know, you don't know whether somebody is a sock puppet until they've been check usered if you don't have that tool yourself. So, especially once a couple of them start appearing, if you're honest, you're on the other side, you're beginning to think, well, gee, what about these other accounts that, you know, maybe they are here legitimately, but I don't know that. On the other side, they were saying that they thought the supporters were trying to scare away opposers by hanging a scarlet letter, you'll be check usered, you know, your integrity will be questioned if you oppose this candidate.
Also what came up in the RFA was that some people from the head and end, like 9 months, were opposing, like, where did these guys come from? And, like, what does it count if they're just popping up just to vote on RFA?
Well, obviously, as one of the nominators, you know, I'm not totally neutral opposing that question. I'd like to hear what our check users and bureaucrats have to say about that. Like, how do you not step on somebody's toes if you have to ask some questions?
If you have to ask questions, you can't help but step on someone's toes. But my main concern on something like this is the integrity of the process, because I think we can all agree that, you know, we're not supposed to vote stack RFAs, and if you've got confirmed socks, as far as I'm concerned, I have no choice but to block them and discount their vote, because we simply don't tolerate that sort of thing.
Right.
The Canvas RFA, excuse me, the Canvas votes are harder to skew on, especially in one that, like this one that had 200 odd votes. And after the confirmed socks were blocked and discounted, I looked at the Canvas votes, and it really, what was left really didn't change the outcome that much as far as a raw vote count. And also, I don't know, because this was, this had, shall we say, a higher level of socking and canvassing than most RFAs, as far as we can tell, I looked at every single vote in that RFA, every one of them. And I think, and there were other people involved too, and so I think we were fairly good at trying to keep the integrity of the process intact as with the information we found and could deal with. And FT2 has some comments here. He said, first of all, anyone who feels being check usered is a mark against, it isn't. Check user is a tool used to prevent deception and disruption, and the problem with socking is users believe they are in a level field and someone may be deceiving them. I routinely have to check IPs and users as much to show they are unlikely to be involved or to clear them as to check anything else. And I have to agree with that. Check users is a tool, and it's not necessarily a bad mark. It's to find out more information and verify things, because in a lot of these types of situations we get, finger pointing, and both sides are claiming it was the other one, and check users is one of those tools that can be used to, you know, figure out, get a better idea of what's going on.
Right.
Okay, now he's saying, here's an analogy. He's going to type something else. He says, FD2 says, suppose two users say there's an allegation of edit warring. Another user or admin looks at their contribs, history, articles, diffs. Nobody is going to think that is a black mark. It's just information. You check those things just to confirm all is okay, or get an idea if there really is a problem as alleged. And he says, we are more demanding of evidence for CU because of privacy issues. But even so, it's a tool used when users or admins feel there's deception going on.
Well, if you're worried that that might be going on, I think.
Okay.
You don't really know who these other usernames are sometimes, and if there's a couple of questions that start to arise, it's one of the ways of getting an answer to those questions.
Yeah, yes, it is. And FT2 added, and it is used to help clear that possibility up. Okay.
May I ask, I guess in a general sense, but Kerry also has the check user function, and he's in voice right now. Kerry, do you have a few observations to add here about when people should be concerned by a check user and when it's just like, don't worry about it, this can clear your name?
Well, I don't think anybody really has, you know, I think in general the process works. People don't, you know, check users don't just check random people, and the check user logs are available to other check users. I mean, if there was somebody who was, like, using the tool deceptively, you know, it would be, you know, or if somebody had been, you know, God forbid, you know, given the check user tools that shouldn't have been, at least there's a trail that, you know, that other check users can see that they have been, like, you know, checking people with no apparent reason. And, you know, on the English Wikipedia, which is, you know, where most of our check users reside, there are a number of different check users who can view the log, as well as ombudsmen from other projects, and anybody that's under the staff group can view the check user logs as well. You know, so we can see when how people are using the check user tool. You know, it's really there to, you know, demonstrate that people, you know, are using using the editing tools to disrupt pretend to be a group of people achieving consensus, which we know as sock puppeting. And it's generally it clears people's names. I mean, you know, everyone's data, everyone's IP address is available to, you know, a select group of people, you know, because of the check user tool. That doesn't mean that people are going to automatically check you or they're going to be looking for you. That's very much frowned upon by the rest of the check user community. It's you know, the devs that created this, you know, we just don't go hunting for random information about people, or, you know, unless there's a very credible reason to do it, you know.
I was reading some of the posts that were made by the opposers after the fact, and there was at least one person suggested that perhaps the check user should not have been filed on site because, like it or not, some people who don't have the check user function kind of view it as a little bit of a scarlet letter to come under that scrutiny at all, and I don't know if it's fair or not, but that's the way that some people view it. And somebody else was suggesting that all of the check users should have been run off-site so that it wouldn't taint anybody who came back negative. Do you have any suggestion on that or observation?
This is R. Let me read first a couple things FT2 wrote.
Sure.
Okay, like the last thing I read was, it would be blindly obvious if there was misuse in almost all cases. Then he says, a check on a person is specifically because we need to confirm what IP a specific user is on, or what users are on a specific IP, and we do that because of a concern of abuse. So as to the question of should these particular CUs been filed off wiki, I guess that's more of a CU question, which I am not, but my personal opinion, I think they should have been filed on wiki because the CUs will protect the private information. They won't reveal it back out, whatever they find that's private. And this was an RFA, and I think that if it had been done off wiki, other people's eyebrows would have been raised because they'd say, why did you file that CU off wiki and do it in private and not put it on the RFCU page?
That's what I was afraid would come up if that had been done the other way too.
Can I add something here? You know, it's my feeling, and I think this might have come up once in the past, and I'm not going to mention the situation or the event, but, you know, I don't think check user information should ever be brought up in a completely inappropriate environment like an RFA. I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, say somebody was check usered at one point or another. That's not information that should ever come up in the future about that person. Unless, I mean, obviously, you know, if somebody failed a check user for some reason, you know, that would be then and there, you know, and that would already be on Wiki, right? But, you know, if, say, for instance, somebody, you know, showed up as the same educational institution as somebody else, that should never come up in the, you know, at some other point. So people's check user information, you know, there's no reason to believe that if somebody has a check user case filed against them, that there's any reason to that there is a scar. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere. It goes in the archives. And the only people that ever see this kind of thing are the really intense, scrutinizing branch of our Wikipedia community.
I think that as long as somebody, you know, as long as the check user comes back unrelated or not likely or something like that, that's not something that should ever held over somebody's face, head. If anything, it should clear them of any doubt that might arise.
Some people are always going to complain, no matter what.
Exactly. And while we were talking about whether this should have been on or off Wiki, the CU requesting that was done, he said, FD2 said, you then get the oh my gosh secret, which is the other problem, which is what I alluded to.
Yeah.
You know, anytime something ARBCOM or CUs do something off Wiki, someone's suspicious. And I have to agree with what Carrie said. If a CU is run on you and you're and it's found unrelated, that's analogous to in a courtroom you were found innocent, and for someone, and that's not allowed to be brought up again. You know, if you were charged with something but found innocent, they can't use that against you. Just like in, I agree with him that the CU stuff, if you're found unrelated, should not be used against you. And if also consider that if a person was not socking or something and a CU was run on them, what are they worried about? I mean, nothing's going to be found. Like, if I got CU, you would find my account, my wife's account, which is revealed on our user pages, and my son's account. You know, but that doesn't mean we're socking.
I think as reading the complaints in a generous light, and I know that some of the people who opposed in very good conscience. They're very upstanding Wikipedians among them. And I think their argument, put it in the best light, is that maybe some of the people on the support side were getting over-aggressive and trying to create a false impression that there was more socking than there really was by doing more sock requests than were necessary, more check user requests than were necessary. Now, that's the argument. I personally don't think that was happening, but...
Okay, well, let me read something else FT2 just posted. He wrote, when the CU case concludes no evidence, it's analogous to someone ask, quote, was X edit warring and an admin post back, no, it wasn't, they were editing fine. And your question was...
The most legitimate part of the
argument. Too many were filed. You said too many were filed, yeah.
Well, that's what some of the opposers were saying. Some of the opposers were claiming that excessive requests were filed politically in order to create an appearance while the vote was ongoing that the socking was even more extensive than it was.
Okay, well, I didn't file the CUs. But I don't think the person that did it politically because, like I said, I believe this person that filed them went through every single vote and their contribs and stuff. And when you've got a background in socking and CU cases like I have, you know, which is well over like 650 some odd cases I've handled, you get to get a feel for this stuff. And he filed the CUs based on his experience, I'm sure, which is the exact same thing I would have done. And the fact that, like I said, that they were mostly in the opposes is just the way this cookie crumbled on this case. And I certainly had no ill intent. My concern was verified socking and vote stacking, which we had several cases of.
Right.
So that's just the way the cookie crumbled. If people feel offended by that, I'm sorry, but you know, the people that really should be upset about is the people that were socking and was confirmed several cases of it.
I wound up by the end of it, the only votes that I wound up questioning were on the support side because I wanted to try to set the example of we should distance ourselves from people who support us but might not be doing so legitimately. Whatever side we're on, people who agree with us but might be playing with the system a little bit, I don't want to be associated with that. So what I was hoping is that if the supporters question the supports and the opposers question the opposes, then ideally we all, you know, the system is self-correcting that way.
Yeah, well, like I said, the only votes people I blocked and discounted the votes on were verified, CU verified socks. Mm-hmm. The Canvas ones and stuff, and when all that was done, it looked again at the Canvas ones, and if you took all those out, both the supports and opposed Canvas, suspicious Canvas ones, shall we call them, it didn't make that much of a difference. You know, so then you're questioned with, okay, do I discount those votes on mere suspicion? I thought, in this case, not, because it didn't make much of a difference. From the crowd side, you go, what do you have left? How do you determine the consensus of this case? And at that point, I said, I was involved in all this CU checks and Canvas checks and stuff, and I thought it best that someone that was not involved in that closed. So I did not close that RFA. I let someone else do it. I just stayed out of it at that point. You can go in a case like this, it's a little more complicated than your standard case. You know?
Thank you. Is there any more comment from Carrie or from FT2 here?
No, I just want to say that's pretty much how Check User works.
I recently nominated two RFAs that I'm sure cost you more work than usual, and one of them passed, the other one didn't. I really care about keeping the process as open and and upright and legitimate as possible. And you guys have been, thank you very much. If we're ready to wrap up now, I'd like to go down for final thoughts or anything else.
Hang on. FT2 sure. Made a long post here, and thank you for your comment of support.
Oh, go for it.
He says, FT2 says, the final thought I have is users come here to edit and write an encyclopedia. They use consensus as a means to help achieve that goal. Their job of admins, whether Check users or any other admin, is the same, to help them by doing the best we can to ensure a fair level playing field. Check user is one tool to do that. Protection blocking and access to deleted material is another set of tools for the same purpose. All are intended to be used to help the project. And Check users are very, very carefully sifted in light of the privacy issues to make sure there is the best chance that is exactly what they will do. And that's the end of his quote so far.
Thank you.
Any more else, FD2? Nope. He said nope. And okay. That's it, and thanks, he says.
Okay, well, we're about ready to go down the list with our final thoughts of the recording. I guess that covers antiquity, or I should say FD2. Carrie, do you have a final thought here?
Oh, yeah. I just, I've got happy news about Wikinews, by the way, and I know some people are contributors to that. Wikinews has now been picked up by Google News. So that's as of today. Now, they need to work on some of the aspects of that so we get to keep being picked up by Google News. But, yeah, that's pretty good news, pretty big news.
Wonderful. And I just wrote an article for them last night.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I'll leave you to go over to the Wikinews homepage and find it. Dan Dodge, do you have something to say? Okay, going on to Mitch, do you have a final thought for us?
I just hope that everything's going to go through, at least. I'm losing my patience with the project I'm dealing with. I just hope things at least turn out the way it should.
I sure hope they turn out well.
I have a question for Mitch. Mitch, this project you split off, does it have enough people to support it on its own?
17 make enough?
Oh, yeah. If they're active, oh, yeah.
If I may put in a word for Mitch here, Mitch alone has 75 good article credits. I think that he could probably run two or three different wiki projects without even any assistance.
I ask that because on the scouting project I work with, we have two what we call task forces. You could call them sub-projects, I guess. And one of them used to be independent, and it got absorbed by us at their request because they didn't have enough supporters. And the other one was formed and stayed as a task force of ours because they couldn't get enough people to go form themselves separately. They didn't have the support mechanism for it. So that's why I asked that question.
I'm on the Gilbert and Sullivan project, and we're technically a subset of the Opera project because the Opera project is very large. They have a pretty hands-off attitude towards their subsidiary projects.
Are those your final thoughts for the day, R and Shu, or do you have something else to add to that?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for inviting me.
Great. And a shoe?
Vote on featured sounds.
Vote on featured sound. Den Dodge is saying the Beatles is a sub-project of music. And Secrets, do you have a final word for us? Type fast, Secrets, if you're going to say anything. Okay, he's saying no thanks. Well, this is Durova coming to you of wrapping up episode 33 of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. We are planning a very special episode for next week. Episode 34, we will be editing rather than having a round table. A lot of times when we are not recording, we're doing a lot of content work, and we're selecting a project to edit on in real time for next week. If you have any suggestions, please post them after this recording is over. Thank you all for coming.